This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. We've been under globalism. Our country was under TPP, really was lost its sovereignty. Trump's turning that around. Pretty soon we'll have to not play those liners anymore because they won't be accurate. But we're in the middle of a civil war right now. What an amazing lady. Daria, one of our producers, said, why don't you get Activist Mommy on? And I go, oh, I've been watching her for years. That lady's really on point. She leads all these major attacks. And they're wanting her dead now. I said, absolutely. So I want to get her on anytime she wants to come on. Just an amazing individual. And I wanted to ask her in this short segment before Peter Schiff joins us on the economy and before Roger Stone breaks major news on what's going on behind the scenes with FISA and how Obama was behind that. He broke that in April of last year. So next year's news today, that's coming up. But I wanted to get Activist Mommy Elizabeth Johnston to talk more about where she sees the battle now. And again, we're not flogging it. The sleeping majority of everybody out there, every race, color, and creed that loves just being decent and trying to not be overtaken by the leftist agenda, we have to get aggressive. We have to get out in the field. We have to take action. So where are we right now at this juncture, this fight, and you're really the expert embattled frontline view, and what can people do in the culture war?
Well, Alex, as you're saying, the radical left has waged war against the natural family, you know, father and mother and child, and has waged war against really all things decent. And we must wake up as a culture, as parents, and push back against this indoctrination. You know, one person burned a Teen Vogue magazine, and look at the shockwaves. Look at what happened. One person pushing back in your sphere of influence, whether it's going to your city council meeting and saying, no, we're not going to have men in the girls' locker room. Whatever God is calling you to do, use the voice and the passion that he's given you and answer that call and push back against this attack on the family, the attack on decency, the attack on everything that's made America good. And let's work together to make America great again. I mean, ultimately, you know, this is a spiritual problem that we have in this nation. We need to return to our Creator. We need to turn from our sin and our selfishness. And we need to get back to the way the founding fathers believed our nation should be run as one nation under God.
You're right. And again, they use our strength against us, that America is open, Christianity is tolerant. And then they've gone from tolerance to now we have to adopt all the things that the left's doing, including hundreds of new bizarre fetishes that are even being taught in school, like being married to a car, having sex with a car, or burning your eyeballs out with Drano, and then the government pays for you to be blind, or paying to have sex changes. I mean, I don't pay for people's nose jobs. How did we ever get in this position of just these people dictating everything to us? And not even the average leftist, but the, you know, these would-be cultural kings.
Oh, yeah, you're so right. I mean, Alex, facts and science and truth matter.
Yes.
And because I say 2 + 1 = 5 doesn't mean, doesn't make it true. And, you know, this trendy new term, you know, phrase that people want to say, gender is binary and it's on a spectrum. No. Biologically, scientifically, we are XX or XY, or we have a disorder. We have an abnormality, either a biological or a psychological abnormality, and we need treatment. Look, what I say, Alex, is we just need some straight talk from American citizens and from the mom and dads of the world. And that's why people follow me, is I just shoot straight. This is stupid. This gender insanity junk is one of the stupidest moments.
As you know, they're firing professors that just point out men and women in the whole mammal species have these chromosomes. It's crazy. Activist Mommy, please join us again very soon. God bless you, and good luck with all your work, and thank God for our great president today with what we saw at that pro-life march. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Roger Stone's joining us at the bottom of the hour. He was the first to report on Obama using Fusion GPS to basically illegally, fraudulently get warrants against candidate Trump, nominee Trump, president-elect Trump, and then I guess ongoing when he was a president. Trump knew about it as the president. He said, it's classified, I can't tell you, but they spied on me. And we broke all that news last year. CNN attacked us, you name it, said it wasn't true. And now members of Congress that have seen the memo say it's Obama directly ordering it. And just like in the other memos, they say we got to stop Trump. They admit it's a fraud. It's the arrogance of narcissistic criminals that always brings them down. Their boldness is something that makes them successful. And the fact that they leave a trail of destruction behind them and ruin every business they're in or family, they don't care because they're just on to the next scam. So we're dealing with narcissists, sociopaths, psychopaths, and then mercenaries that'll work for them. And they just ruin civilization. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. Peter Schiff of Europac.com, American businessman, investor, broker, billions under management. I'm not going to get into his bio. Everybody knows him. Best-selling author. Run for Senate, things like that. Was Ron Paul's chief economic advisor. Always liked getting him on. I wanted to get him on about the fact that I predicted that if Trump got in, we'd see the economy explode. Because, I mean, I knew we had artificial globalist policies in place suppressing our economy. And I know the whole world's a bubble and all the rest of it, but if you remove the rope tied around us at the dock on the boat, it's going to start running out there into the ocean. Now, I know that China's a big bubble and we're a big bubble, but I got to tell you, we've had some debates here with Mr. Schiff, who's also believed that there was some chances of big growth. And then we've had some other folks who didn't think that, thought there's no way because of demographic cliffs. And I get demographic cliffs, but if you've got things artificially suppressed here and then built up there, then if Trump comes in and removes a bunch of regulations and taxes, won't that at least in the interim boost things? And I think you're seeing that. Krugman said it would never get above 3%. It's at 3.3. You see Trump giving his number one award to the New York Times for betting against America. So I agree the fundamentals are crazy. I'm not an economist. I just study this stuff. And at the same time, aren't you glad things haven't blown up yet? The question is, will they? What's going to happen? And then what's happening with cryptocurrencies? Seeming like that bubble is starting to bust as regulators start to go after them. So we'll find out about this and a lot more from Peter Schiff at Europac.com. Peter, good to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to you and your audience. And, you know, I agree with you. The economy is going to blow up, but, you know, it's going to blow up like a bomb. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing. You know, unfortunately, that's what Trump has inherited from Obama. But it's not even really just Obama. It's the Federal Reserve. It's the monetary policy that has been passed like a baton from Clinton to Bush to Obama and now to Trump. And we're near the end of the game. And unfortunately, Trump's going to be the fall guy. This thing is all going to collapse while he's president. And he owns the stock market bubble. He and the Republicans own the economy now thanks to these tax cuts. They're not going to make any difference, but they are going to give the Democrats a reason to blame it all on Trump and the Republicans. But we are getting closer to this collapse. You mentioned GDP growth. Last year, the economy, the way they measure a GDP, will probably end up being a little bit above 2.5% for the year, which is about the same as we were getting, you know, a little bit better maybe than the average of the last 4 years under Obama. But there were years that Obama had higher than that. But the important thing is, if you look at what's happening in the dollar, for example, last year was the first year in 5 years that the dollar went down, and it was the biggest decline in 14 years. We had the biggest drop against the Chinese yuan in 9 years. And in fact, I think this year we're going to fall to an all-time record low against the yuan. I think we're going to hit record lows against other major currencies like the euro and the yen, maybe by 2019 or 2020. Look at the bond market. We're at about a four-year high now in 10-year treasuries. But bond prices are rising. Look at oil. Oil's now back at $63, $64 a barrel. We've had a huge increase, but we're just getting started. Gold is on the verge of breaking out. Hasn't really done it yet. We're still trading around 1340. But what's happening is inflation is rearing its ugly head in a big way. And this is going to help push up interest rates. And what Trump has done, or the Republicans with these tax cuts, they're not going to help the economy because the economy has so many other headwinds that are going to hit it. But they are going to push up the deficit. The budget deficits are going to soar. The trade deficits are at record highs. They're going to soar. These rising twin deficits, increasing interest rates, is reminiscent of 1987 before the market crash. But the problem is we are more dependent now than we ever have been. The Federal Reserve made the mistake of creating a huge bubble economy that completely depends on extremely low interest rates to survive.
Peter, let's come back to that in a moment. Let's come back to the moment. I agree with you on the fundamentals, and you predicted a lot of things accurately before, but this is what I'm getting at. What was Trump supposed to do when they already had it planned to go down, admittedly, when Hillary got in and kind of organize our collapse and use that for social control? What is Trump supposed to do when he's trying to end globalist control, end TPP, stabilize the border, get people believing in humanity again, doing a lot of really good, positive things to return sovereignty? He's using a bubble against their bubble, and I see a lot of these policies actually deploying money back to the people, the average family, $13,000.
Yeah. Alex, this is going to backfire. He's like the Jimmy Carter in reverse. I think we're going to have an extremely liberal president, either a Bernie Sanders or someone like him in 2020. What Trump should have done is leveled with the American people, like he kind of did when he was a candidate. He talked about how bad things were, but he didn't really say what needed to be done to fix it. But at least he said, we have a bubble in the stock market. You know, the economy is a mess. I mean, all that was true, and that's why he got elected. But after he got elected, he became a cheerleader for the very economy that he correctly criticized. And now he has set everybody up. He has raised everybody's expectations so high that when everything comes crashing down, not only will he get blamed, but everyone's going to be disappointed. What he should have done the moment he was sworn in is he should have leveled with everybody and said, you know what? This is a disaster. It is a mess. I am going to fix this, but it's not going to be fun. The medicine that we're going to swallow right now is not going to taste good.
But here's the problem. He knows the people were already demoralized by the globalists, by Obama, and all this other crud. And, you know, you're saying, oh, the economy's not really growing any faster, you know, than on Obama. Well, it does show 3.3%. And everybody I know is seeing a difference, record low black unemployment. I mean, I think exuberance can bring us out of this and break the back of the globalist and show that they were the ones suppressing things, and then we can reorganize things. I agree, you're absolutely right about the Federal Reserve and all of it, but man, if he came in here and tanked the stock market with a reset like you're talking about, they'd really be able to impeach his butt.
No, he campaigned and said it was a bubble. It wasn't his bubble. Now it's his bubble. That's the problem. But if he would have said it's a bubble and it's going down, it wouldn't have been his fault, because part of the cure for the economy is deflating these bubbles. It has to be done. Someone has to rip this Band-Aid off. And he was elected to
getting rid of the write-off for state income tax and for property tax?
No, he's not coming close to doing that. These are gimmicky tax cuts that run up the deficit. They are not real tax cuts because we're not having cuts in government spending. You said we have record low black unemployment. Black unemployment was falling under Obama, too, because blacks were leaving the labor force. And that hasn't changed. You have record low labor force participation rate. Hardly any blacks are working, I mean, percentage-wise. So that's why they're not unemployed. Look how many are in prison. So this is not some kind
now,
of
Now, wait
success.
A minute. Black unemployment almost doubled under Obama.
The unemployment rate doubled for everybody at the beginning because, you know, and then it started to come down. But the reason it came down was because so many people left the labor force and so many people accepted crappy, low-paying part-time jobs. And that is what's going on. That hasn't changed under Trump.
All right. Well, listen, anybody accuses me of being a cheerleader for the economy, this is the balancing of it out. I hope Peter Schiff's wrong. He's a smart guy. What's going to happen then? How will the implosion look? I mean, let's war game that if we come back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Peter Schiff is our guest. He's made a lot of accurate predictions over the years, but I want to positively say he's made some that didn't come true. I totally agree with what he's saying about a big bubble and, you know, the stock market mainly helping really wealthy people, except it makes them bring new jobs here, hire more folks, raise wages. We are seeing thousands of companies come back. I think we're seeing some positive things, but he's basically up here saying that there's a giant bubble. Well, you just heard him earlier if you were tuned in, that Trump's helped pump it up now and that he's going to be the fall guy when it implodes, discrediting capitalism and bringing in basically a communist. Is that what you're getting at, Mr. Schiff, A? And then B, how will the bubble go down in different scenarios, and how far will the market go down if your scenario is right? Because I'll be honest with you, it gets a little scary when the market's gaining 1,000 points in a week. I mean, that does kind of get me a little concerned.
Yeah, you know, this is the same thing that happened under George W. Bush, right? He inherited a bubble. Instead of leveling with the American public, he pretended everything was great. And then the bigger bubble that was inflated while he was president collapsed, except that he got a second term, because his bubble didn't really pop until the end of his second term. I think Trump's is going to pop during his first term because this one is much bigger and we don't have as much time. But here's how it's going to go down. Right? So what's going to happen is interest rates are going to keep rising. Commodity prices are going to keep rising. The dollar is going to keep falling. So you're going to start to see pickups in the official inflation rate. And so rising consumer prices and rising interest rates are going to start to be a powerful headwind for the economy, because Americans are going to be spending a lot more money on basic necessities, on their, if they have an adjustable rate mortgage, costs are going up, credit card debt, auto loans, all this cheap money is going to be gradually going away, and the economy is going to be weakening. And as the economy is weakening, unemployment is going to start to pick up. Now, the Fed's going to see this. The Fed's going to see the economy slowing down, and if they continue to raise rates, it will go into recession. Now, that is better than the alternative. But the alternative, if the Federal Reserve decides that they want to prevent a recession or maybe fight off a recession, if it happens and they're, you know, they don't recognize it in time, if they want to prop up the stock market, then what they have to do is call off the rate hikes. In fact, I think they have to go back to zero. They have to launch QE4 in order to keep interest rates from really spiking and to prop up the market. But that will set off a currency crisis. The dollar will plunge, not just make new lows, but destroy the old lows, and that will set off an economic crisis that's far worse than the financial crisis or the recession.
Okay, well, let me throw this at you then. They say China, some numbers, 5, 6, 7, 8 times the amount of state-sponsored pumping money into it. They execute you if you criticize the markets over there. China's going to lower their taxes to basically zero to incentivize companies to stay. How can China's bubble just continue to go up and up and up and up and up when they've got all their problems? And then you're saying that our bubble isn't going to work. I mean, I really hope you're wrong, because, you know, they've got news articles out there, you know, where they call the stock market and say, wow, why'd the market jump? Well, Jones came out and said Comey admitted, you know, Trump not under criminal investigation. Well, he really did say that. But, I mean, I know this show actually affects markets, and I get it's all a house of cards, but good Lord, man, if they've got house of cards that are much, much bigger and out of control over in China, I don't like trying to pull the house of cards down.
No, well, you remember, China now has, you know, record trade surpluses. We have record deficits. The Chinese people save 30% of what they earn. We barely save 3%. Our savings rate's at a 10-year low. The Chinese government isn't in debt. They have assets. They got trillions and trillions of dollars of assets. We have liabilities.
They're the biggest owners of our debt, aren't they?
They own our debt, but they own other debt. But they don't have Social Security. They don't have Medicare. They don't have all these unfunded liabilities the way we do. Chinese rely on themselves. Americans rely on the government. We have got a much bigger bubble. They actually have a vibrant economy. Yes, there are problems in that economy, but a lot of it has to do with their misguided efforts to prop up the dollar so they can keep selling Americans products that we can't afford and that we'll never pay for.
By the way, Peter, I'm not being critical of this. I think investors should invest wherever they like. I know you're Euro-Pacific capital. And I know you're all about investing all over the world. But are you betting on America having a downturn because you've got more foreign investments?
I am. And actually, you know, a lot of our strategies have beaten the U.S. market over the last 2 years, despite the fact that it's gone up. And we're beating it again in a lot of strategies this year because the dollar is so weak. That gives you a huge tailwind when now you're investing internationally. So for all the years the dollar was strengthening, it was, you know, that was eating away at international returns. But the dollar is about to lose all of that strength and then some. So now if you're bullish on the stock market, there's no reason to be invested in the U.S. market. We're going to make so much more money, and we are making much more money in emerging markets, right? In commodities.
But in your modeling, lower dollar brings back more manufacturing jobs.
No, it doesn't. It's the lower dollar is going to bring record high trade deficits because it's going to increase what we have to pay to import the
things.
Peter,
I got to say, though, man, I think betting against America, I just have a gut feeling that the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray.
I'm not betting against America. I'm betting against the socialists and the central bankers who have destroyed America. In the long run, maybe America is going to come back. But first, we're going to have to pay the piper. This is a gigantic bubble. Trump was right when he was a candidate. The air is coming out.
No, I know. Trump sounded like he was a candidate. And then they got mad at him saying, you know, the real estate's too high. All this stuff hurts average families. You're right. But I'm just saying, being right intellectually is good. But, I mean, you're a successful, wealthy guy. The average family and hardworking people that are working 2-3 jobs, a collapse is going to, at least in the short term, hurt them bad.
No, but it's going to happen now anyway. It's going to happen worse. When the dollar collapses, it wipes out the middle class. People are going to be impoverished, and they're going to blame Trump. You know, there are a lot of people who voted for Trump out of frustration. He promised a lot. He talked big. He is not going to deliver, and that is going to be used against him, and it's going to ultimately be used against the country. Wait till you see how bad things get. You know, these tax cuts, they're all temporary. They're all going away in 2021. What do you think the Democrats are going to do when they have the White House and both houses of Congress? How high do you think they're going to jack taxes up on corporations? What do you think they're going to do to entrepreneurs? This is a disaster. We had a chance to defuse this if Trump would have owned up to the problems in the economy. They weren't his fault. He could have blamed it all on his predecessor, and he could have finally put politics aside and done the right thing for this country. Instead, he acted just like all the other presidents who have just, you know, continued to kick the can down the road.
Well, I don't think he acted like all of them on social issues, like marching with pro-life. Nobody's done that. The border, the veterans. I mean, he's really delivering on a lot of fronts.
No, no. I'm talking about big cuts to government spending, dealing with entitlements, getting in and cutting Social Security and Medicare so we don't have massive.
No, I agree. That's got to start. Now, there's been some cutting.
No, there hasn't been. The government spending is growing under Bush. Under Trump. They're not cutting anything. They're increasing spending, and they're reducing revenues to finance that spending. That means the government is going to rely on inflation and debt to finance.
Yeah, but models show these type of tax cuts a lot of times bring in higher tax receipts.
They're not going to do that. They never do that. They're not going to be the tax receipts won't be enough to cover the decline. But meanwhile, the economy is going to fall. Higher interest rates and higher consumer prices, which are a consequence.
Well, Peter,
are going to be a bigger drag on the economy.
We got to have you back up soon then to really flesh this out. Wow, man, I feel like jumping off a cliff now. No, I won't. Seriously, I'll never commit suicide. Hillary, don't get me. I was just joking. All right, Peter Schiff. If he's right, it'll be a great time for investors to buy stuff up. Like the communist Chinese, we'll be back. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2-month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Tomorrow's news today. Next year's news today. I'm quite honest about this. I like Roger Stone. I've known him about 3 years. Man, I met him at a JFK event like 7 years ago. Known who he is for over a decade. He's a best-selling author, a whole bunch of best-selling books, but I knew he worked in a bunch of administrations. But this is not a butt-kissing operation. When listeners think that I'm talking about how we're tomorrow's news today to just keep tooting our horn, the globalists want to control narratives. They know what's really going on. It's not that hard once you get studied and get your mind in the game to know what's really going on. They just don't want anybody saying it so they can keep people in the dark. But we have our listeners, we have our guests, we have our crew. All of us together, our private intelligence network promoting Americana and freedom. And you heard Peter Schiff earlier about this big bubble we're in and, oh, this and that. And he's heavily invested in China, which is fine. And, you know, he thinks that that's going to beat the American economy. He'd like America to reform. I get it. But Trump is delivering in this bubble real incentives, real jobs, real buildup in this country. And culturally, he's not allowing them to censor. He's trying to block them. He's promoting pro-life. He's promoting taking care of the veterans, sovereignty, tax cuts for families, like Putin's done, so people have more kids. I really don't see any fault in this man. And everybody wants to kill him or destroy him because they're playing along with it. And it's easy to take the middle road because things are so volatile. I'm betting on America. I'm betting on Trump. And I'm not going to let him break my will, especially not now that he did that pro-life march that no Republican would ever do and called for the states to take control of the situation, which is constitutional, and for an end to partial birth abortion. The other presidents don't do that. The other Republicans don't. We are breaking their back. So the money is a side issue. And it is all crazy town. But I look at what Trump's doing. He's taking this mess and trying to get stuff for the people and trying to make it cool to have a job and work and be honorable. Now, that said, that's where I stand. And so I'm just going to continue to even support more. Now, getting back to Roger Stone. Roger Stone, we looked it up in January, in February, in March, in April, in May, in June, until the point I said, stop it. Said, the key is the illegal getting of the FISA warrant, the fake dossier, the targeting, them lying about it, perjuring to Congress, Comey saying Trump is crazy, quote, insane. The key is that we have them open and shut beyond Nixonian, who he worked for. In fact, the only member of the so-called plumbers did not go to jail because he wasn't involved. The point is that Roger is absolutely the person that broke this, all of this, and now Congress, Jim Jordan, Gates, I know Roger helped get elected, is saying they've seen it. Obama ran it. Devastating. They're going to prison. They said major officials are going to prison. They said because they're so dumb, like the memos reportedly have them going, we can't let him get in. He's bad. Let's make stuff up. We need an insurance policy. It's the same. It's the president saying it. And Rice and all them. So Stone, you have been absolutely on target like nobody else I know. It's just true. It's true. I mean, I really respected you before, but it's getting crazy how accurate you are. Without getting into sources and things, as obviously you didn't just pull this out of your rear end, you have advised the president the whole time this is the proper course. So what's the next shoe to drop? Because, I mean, this is amazing, the crimes they've committed.
Well, Alex, it's the biggest abuse of power that we've ever seen in American history by any president. It makes what happened in Watergate pale in comparison. Essentially, Barack Obama, working with the Clintons, doctored up a phony dossier to use it as a rationale to convince the FISA court to issue warrants to conduct political espionage on the Republican candidate for president and his campaign. That is a constitutional crisis like we have never had. And now they are busted, red-handed. Back when Circa News first reported that 30,000 Americans were illegally under surveillance, and the court had even admonished the NSA not to do it, that it violated the Fourth Amendment, and they did it anyway. The great lesson of Watergate, as you know, Alex, is no person is above the law. Well, we're about to find out, because Mr. Clapper, Mr. Brennan, Ms. Rice, Valerie Jarrett, this list goes on and on of the co-conspirators. They need to see jail time. Our Constitution isn't some joke. We are a nation of laws, and they cheated to try to steal an election.
That's right. I know some of it was sources, but the president obviously never told you classified information. But once he got in, he knew he was being spied on. He even said that. The boldness of them on CNN, on MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, you and I by name, already played the clips twice today. I'm not going to play them again. Shane, Jones and Stone are liars. They're the source to the president they were being spied on. No, they said when he was president-elect they were spying on him. Then they pulled that back and said they weren't and then acted like they never said it. I mean, the level of lying in plain view is crazy.
No, remember when they asked Clapper about this under oath, he started to say, well, it's too sensitive. I can't talk about it. Of course, that's why we have congressional hearings. They are so busted, Alex. And the arrogance of it all revolved around the fact that since Hillary was going to surely win, there'd be no exposure on their emails.
That was the arrogance. They were sure. Where is it? I've got it around here. Where's my Madam President? I guess they already hung it back up. They were so sure of the Madam President that why not just do whatever they want and run roughshod? Because they were planning to shut down the press, arrest everybody. I mean, they told folks they were coming after us as soon as they got in. They were going to go full authoritarian. Oh, there it is. I didn't see it there. They were going to go full authoritarian. But it didn't work, did it? I mean, this is epic.
And the dissembling look at the USA Today headline that says Trump claim of wiretapping debunked. No, it wasn't debunked. In fact, Judge Andrew Napolitano was right on the money when he said that Trump had been spied on. So it is amazing how the worm has turned. And I think in all honesty, huge credit has to go to Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Matt Gaetz, Congressman DeSantis. These guys have done a great job. They have been dogged while the country club Republicans were too busy at their cocktail parties talking about how embarrassing Donald Trump is. These guys understood their constitutional duty as members, and they have and Trey Gowdy should be added as well.
That's right. They were not sunshine patriots.
No, they were fighters. They know why they got to Congress. They didn't get to Washington and get lost in the system and decide that it's go along to get along. They weren't afraid to make waves. I think huge credit's got to go to those
guys. And Nunes, too. All of them are presidential material now.
But at the same time, someone needs to examine Adam Schiff because he appears to be part of a cover-up. How is it that every Democrat on the Intelligence Committee voted against the release of these materials? How is it that no Democratic member of the House has bothered to go to a special room that they've set up where you can examine those
documents? By the way, that's the next question. Nunes, Jordan, they're all trying to get it released. Just release it. I mean, you know, what's the word on what's in that file?
Well, what we know, Alex, is that they went to the FISA court in July asking for the surveillance of Trump and his team, myself included. And they were shocked when the judge said no. Then they came back several months later. They didn't tell a different judge that the court had already denied this. That's the key. And they buffaloed him into approving it. And then they were actually laughing about how dumb the judge was afterwards. So it's the connecting of the dots between the phony dossier and the government funding of that after it passed from Republican
hands. It's the organized criminality of what they did there, paying for it, lying to Congress. Comey and all of them said that they weren't involved and said it was insane. I mean, there's that whole other area.
Yeah, you've had perjury in front of the Congress, most definitely on the part of Comey extensively. He sat in the same seat that I sat in front of the House Intelligence Committee, and he lied his derriere off.
But it's okay. He's about to teach a course on ethics.
Yeah, from prison.
But seriously, let's talk about when is this going to come out and what does it say? The word is it's got Obama on it. Obama actually basically ordered the judge to do it. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, talking to Roger Stone, he just got invited to speak to the Oxford Union. I was invited to speak to that. I was in the middle of a contentious divorce, so I just couldn't go. I couldn't do it. I had to be with my children. But I do want to probably re-accept that. Of course, there was other invitations that were accompanying that were more secretive. And then Cambridge invited me right after. That's kind of two warring factions, little bit of the whole underground stuff that goes on that I'm not involved in. That's one, another reason I've not gotten involved in it all. There's a lot of old secret societies. We'll just leave it at that. But Roger Stone joins us right now, ladies and gentlemen, and just recapping the bombshell news. Then I want to get into why in heavens would Trump agree, as they're saying he is, to meet with Mueller unless it's to chew him out and interrogate him about how he got a Justice Department waiver to be in business with the Russians and to chew him out about how he colluded with Hillary. I mean, I wouldn't answer any of his questions. If it's to dress him down and to maybe videotape it, then I would do it. Why in Hades would Trump meet with him?
You know, Alex, I had dinner with our mutual friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano, the other night, and he put it best. This is a perjury trap. The president would have to have a death wish to walk into such a one-sided inquiry. It's almost suicidal. I don't understand why the president, his lawyer said they're now negotiating over his testimony. I am praying that he will change his mind. It's just not in his interest. But what it proves, once again, is that having run the whole gamut on Russian collusion and found nothing, we're back to the firing of Comey again as the pretext for Trump's impeachment. Oh, he obstructed justice, or he perjured himself. Well, don't give it to them, Mr. President. They need you to incriminate yourself. That's what they're going to try to trick you into doing, saying something that they can twist. I am praying that the president changes his mind.
Well, he just knows he hadn't done anything, so he thinks, why not? They'll make something up. He's got to videotape the whole thing. I mean, Comey made up memos, said he didn't perjure himself. This is a group created by Clinton's people, by Rosenstein. It's a joke. They should all be arrested. And that's my next question. What is the next shoe to drop with Jordan and Gates and all of them saying nexus criminal charges for high-level officials? I know we don't like to have internal stuff like this. It could trigger a civil war. The Democrats are already pushing a civil war. I mean, we have to smash these criminals now. And I know it's dangerous to go up against these thugs and say that on air. Whatever. Somebody's got to do it. They're never going to go away. You don't have Hitler start World War II, and then in 1945, when you're closing in on Berlin, let him go ahead and stay in Berlin. You know he's going to reconstitute and attack again. You got to get him.
Well, what I learned yesterday, Alex, is that Rod Rosenstein, the de facto attorney general of this country, left a time bomb. They had the president sign a document that changed the order of succession, the order of authority at the Justice Department. So, in other words, if the president ordered Jeff Sessions to appoint a special counsel in Uranium One, and he declined, he would need to resign. It would then go to a Rosenstein. Well, that's a dead letter, but if the president fired Rosenstein, it now doesn't go to the Solicitor General, as it did under Nixon in the Archibald Cox filing. It goes to a woman named Nancy Brands, a deep stater, a Bushite. Then it goes to another Bushite. Then it goes to another Bushite. The president would have to get six deep in his own administration.
So they're preparing shark teeth of BS to just continually work against him and the country. Well, then what does he do about a manifest fraud like that? I mean, this organized Clinton cabal that's still involved in mutinous hijacking.
Well, I would fire Jeff Sessions immediately, and I'd get myself a fighting attorney general.
So let's be clear. Sessions did this. Sessions just enabled the Clintonoids to stay in power.
Yeah, basically, I'm sure they said, we're making some structural changes at the Justice Department, Mr. President. Just sign this. It's unimportant. It's just unimportant.
And they go, by the way, McCabe's your best friend. He's real reasonable when he led the cabal against you. And we, I mean, exactly. It's like, McCabe likes you, sir. He's very fair. And then McCabe's leading the cabal against you. They don't tell him that.
It's time for 5 a.m. raids at their apartments to seize their computer records. Mueller, Comey, McCabe, and Rosenstein all need government visits from the FBI. There's very honest men and women who work at the agency at the lower levels. The rotten crowd is at the top. This place needs a house cleaning desperately.
Well, I know you and Dr. Jerome Corsi have amazing FBI contacts. You helped round up in the 80s a big Russian network and everything else. You were working for Nixon and all these other anti-communists. You're well known for that. You know a lot of FBI agents. What is the word from them on what's happening and going on?
Well, now they're cheering. Most of the agents that I know were dejected during this election. They knew exactly what was going on, and they hated it. But they're company men, and they're mid-level and low-level men and women. Now many of them are very pleased to see Peter Stroke and his lover about to get their just desserts and to see that the false clothing of Mr. Comey and Mr. Mueller has been ripped away. And we can see that this whole cabal is just a partisan hit squad of Trump haters. They have no regard for law and the Constitution.
Well, that's my next question. Who is going to go to prison? Because you don't usually hear these congressmen and women saying folks are going to prison. The stuff in this memo is 50 times worse is what they're saying than what was in the emails and texts where they're like, let's frame the president. I mean, that's incredible proof right there. If this is way worse and just insane, they're saying, what's the word? Do you have any intel? And who's going to get indicted?
Well, I think the key thing for people to understand is this is the use of the U.S. government's authority and power for purposes of partisan political espionage. 10 times worse than what happened in Watergate. And I have to believe that this goes all the way to Obama. There's no way that the Obama NSA was wiretapping Americans, surveilling Americans, without the authority of Obama himself, which means Valerie Jarrett knew, which means Susan Rice knew, Brennan, Clapper, right on down the line. This entire nest of criminals needs to be indicted, convicted, tried, and sent away. We are a nation of laws. Let me remind you liberals once again, No person is above the law. Sound familiar?
You're going to host about 20 minutes the next hour. Then Leanne McAdoo is going to be riding shotgun with you. So we'll be right back to Roger Stone in the fourth hour. I've got a bunch of emergency issues to deal with, some good, some bad, and some very ugly. So I will not be hosting the fourth hour. And Roger's got big news that he is about to be on top of as well. So more with Roger Stone coming up in a few minutes. Remember, they are working around the clock. They are working around the clock to block us, shut us down, you name it, okay? And when the history books are written, we'll tell you all about the behind-the-scenes stuff, but we can't do that, obviously, because the enemy's watching and it helps them. Just know this. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need everything. Roger Stone's going to come back in 2.5 minutes after this break. Before I go any further, I hardly even plug. I didn't even plug in the first hour. That's my fault. If I plug enough, we can fund ourselves. I get so obsessed with the info, I'll skip breaks, you name it. I just need you to go, hey, Alex has delivered. He's standing up. He's under attack. He's fighting for us. We're fighting for him. He's got great supplements. He's got great non-GMO heirloom seeds and water filters and books and videos and T-shirts and you name it. Well, let's go spend some time economically getting great products at great prices and supporting the info war. We got a big nut to crack because I understand equilibrium. We're not going to stay the same. We're going to either shrink or get bigger. And if we shrink, we'll be destroyed. I need to surge this year. That means I've already told my wife I'm going to have to start working 18 hours a day again, no matter what it does to my body. And even though I love my children more than anything, at least week on, week off, when my children, 1 week on and off with my ex-wife, some of them, I'm going to work 18 hours a day. I'm going to work 12 hours a day the other times when they're home. And so you're about to see my full commitment. I am preparing to go into absolute maniac mode, like I'm dying if I don't win, because I'm going to die if we don't win. All of us are going to be screwed over by these control freaks. And so just commit to spread the articles, the videos. Commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You have a big sale that's going to have to end when it sells out. Okay, we sold out of a lot of items. It was the end of year. We have two of our best sellers we order a ton of, but they're getting close to selling out. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, purest iodine from our research out there. Secret 12, incredibly high quality vitamin B12. BuzzFeed tested it and said, okay, it is the highest quality B12 in the country. And they showed the one they said was the highest quality, and they said, well, ours is okay. Well, ours is private label, the highest, what they rate is the highest quality. So shove that. You know where. So there you go. Secret 12 and Survival Shield X2, 40% off together. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Pollen Blocks, our latest product. Go read about the Japanese quail, the special diet in France, what it's known to do for seasonal distress of the pollen and all the stuff of the inflammation and the watering eyes and the sneezing. It's amazing what it's doing for me during this whole cedar season. Is incredible. It's 51% off out of the gates. $17.76. Just commit to shop with the good guys and we'll change the world. If you make the decision to support us, we'll be here and bigger than ever. If not, we'll go down swinging. And we can hold off probably 2-3 years. So we're long game war here. We've got it all algorithmed out. Commit now to support us, or we'll be a great example like the Alamo for the bigger victory. Either way, it's God's plan.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.